Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you anything you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yakety yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally 22. com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today, whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, and check out their new line of apparel and more. UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt. Clean it and sink it. Never putt with a dirty ball ever, ever again. Ruckett Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckett Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. The new yellow Avant golf ball is available for sale in under $20 right now. Head over to EncoreGolf.com. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit LoftGolf.net for the greatest deals in golf shirts. Our telephone number, 262-297-3111, 262-297-3111. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter. Look for us in the Facebook group, The Fairway, a forum for love of golf. Follow us on Instagram, Big John Vick, or Biggs Golf Talk on Instagram. And follow me, Big John Vick, on the Golf Match app. Don't forget to subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes and the Google Play Music Store. Both available for free on the podcast area of both of those in iTunes and the Google Play Store. The Google Play Store has been really, really successful since we've been available on that. We want to thank everybody for their support. Welcome into the program, everybody. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGS golftalk.com. I'm Big John Vick, and we are on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. I hope everybody's had a great week of golf. I certainly have. Oh, great weekend Thursday at the league night, and then yesterday got to golf with the Spider on the golf course. My son and he's getting better and better and better. Very, very much impressed by the Spider's golf game right now. Pretty soon, he will be able to beat the big one himself. Spider will be able to beat me, Big John Vick, really, really soon. Doesn't take much, though. As some of you have golfed with me, you can see it doesn't take much to beat my game. So there you go. I hope everybody's having a great week in golf, and I hope you are paying attention to the PGA Championship. Looks like Dustin Johnson is out. He's out. He missed the cut. He is out of the PGA Championship. Now, later on, you're going to hear one Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation as we recorded that interview earlier on in the week. Dustin Johnson was his pick. But Jason Bruno has some more golf news story later on in the show. He's going to be joining us in the last segment. And Terry Purdom from TurfLife.club is going to be talking about what Turf Life means to her. She will be joining us in the first segment of this program here on Biggs Golf Talk right after our first break. Now, before we get to our golf news, I just have a couple of things I want to bring up here. I was contacted by Jeff King from King Made Jerky. You know Jeff King. We've had him on a program. Big supporter of his jerky. Oh, I love his jerky. And he's also a caddy on the tour as well. Well, a friend of Jeff King's, Dave Point Events, is needing some help. At 3 a.m. on July 25th, LPGA caddy Dave Poitevant had a massive heart attack. When he arrived at the ER, his heart completely stopped and they revived him with CPR. It is truly a miracle that Dave is alive, but he has a long journey ahead of him for a full recovery. Once out of the hospital, there will be weeks and or maybe even months of rehab and mounting medical bills while he is out of work. Whether you know him as Dave, Davu, or Big Wave Dave, or Davu, there is one thing for certain. You know that he is one of the most generous people you will ever meet. Dave will make any sacrifice to help others. And now it's time for all of us, the golfing community, the golf family, to help him. Listen, I'm not asking you to reach deep, deep in your pocket, but I am asking you to help Dave out. Please give whatever you can to help make his road to recovery as smooth as possible. All donations will go toward medical bills, living expenses, and cost of recovery until he is back on his feet. Now, we have set up a link on our social media page. You can see it on there. We'll pin it to the top. And also, we're going to put a link on our website to help Dave along the way. So head over to BiggsGolfTalk.com, BiggsGolfTalk.com. We'll put it on the homepage right at the top, Help Dave. And we'll put the link up there so you can help him out. We hope that everybody can give something. No matter how little it is, it will help a whole lot. Help Dave Poitevant recover from his massive heart attack. Good luck, Dave. We hope you are out and about, back on the tour very, very soon. We're looking forward to seeing you then. Also want to tell you about Lampkin Gold Medal Edition Grip that has come out in celebration of the Olympics. A new twist on the grip is inspired by the sporting events taking place in Rio de Janeiro this summer. Just happening not that far away. The Gold Medal Edition Raptech Grip features Lampkin's proprietary double helix pattern design with a smooth spiral for comfort and high traction spiral for increased control. The proprietary metallic compound adds enhanced tackiness and a lighter, softer feel for unmatched grip comfort. The combination of wrap styling, a softer material, and an unbuffed finishing process makes the Raptech ideal for players who prefer to play without a glove. The added grip traction also makes the grip an excellent choice for use in all weather conditions. The grip is now available in standard and mid-size models for a limited time only at lampkingrips.com. That's L-A-M-K-I-N grips.com. So check it out. I mean, I see a picture of it, and it looks amazing. I mean, this is a nice-looking grip, and I'm hoping to get my hands on a whole set. I love to see this grip on my clubs. And it's the grip I use because I use a wrap grip on my clubs. Love it. Love it, love it, love the tackiness, love the comfort feel. Lampkin coming out with this grip, and it's a limited edition grip, so make sure you get yours today at lampkingrips.com. All right, let's head into our golf news. Not much time left here in this opening segment, and our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full lines of men's plus fours, or as we know it, golf knickers. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played. Head over to GolfKnickers.com and enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today. They have men's, ladies, and youth. GolfKnickers.com. Our first news story on the docket and needing acknowledgement. Germany's Stefan Jager has fired the first 58 recorded in U.S. professional tournament, going 12-under to lead a developmental tour event in Hayward, California, the lowest score recorded on the U.S. PGA Tour or the 50 and over champions tour had been 59, but the 27-year-old German eclipsed that with 12 birdies and 6 pars in Thursday's first round of the Web.com Tour's Ellie May Classic at par 70 TPC Stonebray. There were two prior 58s in professional events. Jason Bone had one in 2001 event on Canada's Mackenzie Tour, and Japan's Ryo Ishikawa recorded the other on the Japan Tour in 2010. Jager began off the 10th tee and birdied 11, then ran off 5 birdies in a row starting at the 13th hole. After making a turn, he birdied the first and second holes, then added back-to-back birdies at the fourth and fifth to stand 10-under with 4 holes remaining. Congratulations to Stefan Jager on the Web.com Tour, scoring a 58. Well, another day, another major championship rules controversy. Jordan Spieth shot a solid second round 67 at the 98th PGA Championship at the hot Batu's Roll on Friday, but all anyone wanted to talk about afterwards was a puddle on the gravel path to the right of the seventh fairway and whether Jordan Spieth was stepping in it or was not stepping in it. It was no problem, Spieth told reporters afterwards. The trouble began when Spieth missed the seventh fairway on the 16th hole of the day. Wide right, his ball wound up in a puddle, and he conferenced with the PGA rules official to take relief from both the puddle and the cart path. He'd have wound up dropping in a pine tree, which he obviously didn't want. So he took relief from only the casual water. He took a drop. He took another drop. He finally got to place the ball. After a lengthy deliberation, which took about 15 minutes, as playing partners Sergio Garcia and Bubba Watson waited up ahead, Jordan Spieth ended up with a clean lie on the gravel path and hooked his second shot around the stand of the trees on the way to making bogey. It seemed like a long way to make a 5, but a screen grab of his second shot seemed to show that his left foot was still in the puddle. That would mean he didn't take complete relief, as per the wording of Rule 24-2, which would have meant a 1-stroke penalty. Now, after doing a TV interview with Fred Albers, in which he said, ultimately, I still ended up playing with my toe in the water, Spieth told writers his foot wasn't resting in it because it was on the cart path and the puddle was dug down. I say cart path, it's actually that gravel. So the waters dipped down, so my toe wasn't on the water. I don't know if it matters or not, but it was certainly hovering over it. Now, this is what the PGA of America issued as a statement of explanation. Jordan was entitled to play the ball as it lies, even if his stance was still in the casual water, or he could have elected to take relief again from the casual water under this different type of stroke that he then elected to play. Translation, no penalty. So there you go. I'll tell you what. rules. We don't need no stinking rules. That does it for your golf news. Your golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Oh, head over to GolfKnickers.com, enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your purchase today. Hey, coming up next, we're going to tell you how you could become a part of the Turf Life Club right here on Biggs Golf Talk. Terry Purdom to join us next on Biggs Golf Talk.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit readyputt.com. That is readyputt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis. So to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N 15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Thoughts.
Consistency is more important than power in golf, says Jim McLean of Jim McLean Golf Schools. Swing Wizard Golf Training Tool will improve things like ideal swing plane, proper swing path, proper shoulder rotation, impact position, timing and tempo, and more. The Swing Wizard demonstrates how a balanced, effortless swing should feel. Swing Wizard builds muscle memory, allowing more consistency and accuracy. Increases flexibility through the backswing, providing instant feedback for immediate correction. Practice with the Swing Wizard anytime, anywhere, even in your own home. Groove your swing all year long. The Swing Wizard Golf Training Tool will also include aim sticks in an instructional video featuring Jim McLean demonstrating his famous 8-step swing drill using the Swing Wizard. For more information about Swing Wizard, visit www.swingwizardgolf.com.
This is Biggs Golf Talk with Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And, you know, it's all about the green on the golf course. What do we play on? We play on turf. And my good friend Joe from the media group contacts me and says, hey, I have something that I think you would dig a lot. And I said, what's that, Joe? He goes, you got to check out these Turf Life decals. And so I'm looking at them, and he sent me one, and I love this thing. It's actually going to go right next to my Folds of Honor decal on my car. And I'll tell you what, before we came back from the commercial break, I had a chance to talk to Terry Purdom. She is the CEO at Turf Life Club. And what is Turf Life? Turf Life is the brand that salutes the consumer and the industry players everywhere whose lives involve turf. And let me bring in this wonderful lady. And you know what? I got to tell you something, man. I love when I have chicks on this show. Not only chicks, but hot-looking chicks. And from my understanding, Terry's a hot-looking chick. And she's a golfer. Terry.
There's more and more of us out here. There's chicks on the course. And thank you so much. That was very kind. And I'm very honored that you put the Turf Life decal and showed your pride for being in the turf industry along with your Folds of Honor, because we always love to celebrate the men and women that, you know, serve for us. And there's so many golf tournaments that are hosted here in Florida, which is where we're based, although we're through, you know, Turf Life is worldwide, but, you know, we have a trademark throughout the U.S. And I'm so glad. I want your picture next to your car with you throwing the TL sign showing some Turf Life respect, and we can put you up on our social media pages.
Absolutely. I'll definitely get that taken care of and get you guys a picture and all that stuff, and we'll make sure we blast it on our social media. And so tell me, Terry, you create this club and you create this Turf Life, and you know what? You should really – we talked during the commercial break, and Terry and Turf Life is not on Twitter. I know. Wah, 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 wah.
I want somebody to do it for me. I want someone to tweet for me. I don't want to be like a tweeter person. But, yeah, no, I will. You're right. And you absolutely. This is
because hashtag,
the call that it took.
Hashtag Turf Life has to go viral. That has to trend worldwide.
And people, you know, follow me all the time, and I really don't put a whole lot of stuff up there, but I do a lot of stuff on Facebook. And, you know, it all started like 17 years ago, really 18 years ago, when I used to work with the Golf Course Superintendents Association's publication and the Florida Turfgrass Association's publication. And I know you said I'm the CEO of Turf Life, but I like to call myself the founding farmer. And there's a lot of fertilizer that goes around here, too, if you know what I mean.
Why do I hear the Green Acres theme song in the background? Why do I hear this?
It's playing in the background. Green Acres is the place. She was something else, wasn't she, Shasha? But anyway, this is the prime living is the life for me. I love living on the turf life, you know. I love being in the golf industry. I love the men and women that are out there sculpting these greens and playing fields that we play on. Turf life, by the way, is not just for golfers. We want to celebrate soccer players, lacrosse players. Equestrian sports are actually considered turf. Soccer is probably the biggest worldwide, but the largest amounts of turf maintained are on golf courses. So our sport actually is responsible for the economic impact of turf growing, and the turf life is on the golf courses. So it starts kind of with the golf course superintendent. And years ago, 17 years ago, when I started Golf Central Magazine here in Central Florida, I was blessed to know a guy by the name of Joel Jackson. He's famous. He's infamous in the golf industry, in the Golf Course Superintendents Association. He wrote an article for me because I wanted to, you know, I saw all these consumer mags, and I actually had a golf shop at the time, too. I owned a golf shop. And I was reading all this stuff about golf, and I'm like, they're talking about the maintenance people. What's happening when, why do they verticut? What is a chinch bug? What is a mole cricket? You know, and I really was interested. And now I love hearing all of these guys that I watch that are maintenance people, and, you know, they have agronomy degrees. These people are smart. They learn how to grow salt-tolerant grasses because of our courses near the oceans. They know how to grow drought-tolerant grasses, and they go to school for that. And they are just eaten up with pride and respect for each other, and I want the consumer to feel the same impact. So that's kind of where it started back when Joel Jackson used to do it. He wrote the very first live golf feature that we did in Golf Central Magazine, and that's kind of where my love for that all started, was back then. And the consumers dug it, too. They were like, oh, now I know, and I could go talk to my golf course superintendent, and I know something, you know. And I believe in my heart that if, you know, I get hit by the bus tomorrow or shot up, you know, I'd leave my house, that we did a good thing, that Turf Life has brought awareness. And all those turf people used to talk amongst themselves, and they all, you know, they're all smart and talk about it. But it's we consumers that are out here playing that also need to know that. And they want to know what we think all the time as well, you know. And the pros have to know about what's going on in the golf course all the time and whether it's cart path only and why and, you know, so forth and so on. So that's kind of how that started. And I have to also tell you that you can interrupt me. Usually when I'm on my job show, people say, okay, did she take a breath? did she breathe? Or is that just one long...
This is your segment. This is sponsored by Turf Life. Turf Life Club. Become a part of it today.
TurfLife.club. And we are looking also, we started a new thing called Serve and Turf. And we want consumer golfers, consumer turf people, soccer players, soccer moms, coaches, you know, lacrosse, football. We work with the NFLPA or, you know, busted up old men with concussions that used to play football. That's what I call the NFLPA. We work with a lot of people who have foundations that are retired football stars or baseball stars, you know, like any of the, I'm trying to think of a famous Wade Boggs in Tampa Bombs. You know, he does a lot of stuff for his foundation, and he always has a golf tournament. And all those baseball guys do. All the hockey guys just took that stick from a hockey stick to, you know, a golf club, and then they have golf charity tournaments to raise money for their foundations. So we work with a lot of those guys too, with, you know, awareness. And we, our Servin Turf Servin Turf Award, it's the first time I've had a hard time saying that. We want nominations from your listeners, John, to engage and say, you know what, you should feature our guy over here, or this lady just gave her lung to one of the members because she, you know, was sick, or gave blood, or saved a life, or something. It's heartfelt or warming or sexy. We love sex appeal, too. As a matter of fact, we eat up sex appeal. In our magazine, we actually have Golf Bachelor of the Month that we've been doing for 17 years. We were the first people to ever do Cart Girl of the Month, which, you know, again, a lot of our cart girls are really into the agronomy, and they know what these men and women that are taking care of the golf courses are up against, because they're out there riding around, and they see them, they know why they hand water, or they see them overseeding. And a lot of them come from turf families. They might have been a soccer star, or, you know, in their early days, or a lacrosse player. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what Turf Life is. And I need to mention a little bit of my team. Bob Bissell came to work with me September last year. I had some people that wanted to buy into Turf Life, and I was presented an operating agreement, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what this is. So I hired an attorney, and now he's my partner, and he's the coolest guy ever. And he played football in college, and he's a golfer, and he's just – and then his brother from Switzerland came on board as a partner. But my whole staff at Golf Central Magazine, you know, we've been, literally they've been walking into brick walls for me for 17 years, or dragging their stuff over hot coals. We say that sometimes too. They're so psyched about Turf Life as a new part of Golf Central Magazine and what it brings to educating. Like, we are not just talking amongst ourselves. We are actually all coming together. Everybody's like, oh, I get it, Turf Life. And a lot of people don't know this up north or out west. We just did a nice piece on Ken Nice at Bandon Dunes. He's the head agronomist there. He's also a basketball coach, the winningest basketball coach there in the Bandon Dunes area. So he needed some accolades, and he needed a little prop for that. So we gave him a piece in the magazine. But like things like that would be where the Servin Turf Award comes in, if some of your readership wants to nominate that. And we'd love for them to go in and engage on our website, and if they'd like to, you know, give us some good, fun ideas for the magazine or our website on their turf things, you know, we're interested. We want to hear. We're like an open comment card, and that's how we built the magazine. That's how we built Turf Life. I came up with a phrase, just another day at the golfist. Because all these guys that work out there, they say, this is my office, and they have pictures of their golf course, and they love it, you know, misty morning shots or sunrises coming up or sunsets with a nice rainbow after a rainstorm, which is right now in Florida we have every afternoon, a thunderstorm, and then a rainbow comes up, and you're finishing the 18 with your partner, and, you know, having a nice glass of bubbly out there, you see a beautiful sunset, and you know, that's the sex appeal for me about golf. I'm not a real, like, low handicap person. I've really been growing the game with the magazine, and now we're growing the brand of Turf Life. But we want anybody and everybody who has ideas to come about and tell us, you know, what we could be doing, and we listen. You know, we listen when we wouldn't always do it. I listen to everybody. I don't always take their advice. You know, we love hearing back, like, just another day at the golf course. It's like, oh, we get it. Bob comes up with, bring back that love and fielding for the baseball people. And they were digging that one. So you'll go, if you go to our website, turflife.club, you'll see some of the loudmouth apparel that we have.
I was just going to say, I need to sport the Turf Life shorts.
Just whatever size you want, you're in.
I need to sport those Turf Life shorts for sure.
And we also have an original artwork, you know, art pieces that go on our shirts. We didn't rip off Guy Harvey or anybody else when we created this brand and this lifestyle brand. We got a guy named Vincent Van Gogh, a.k.a. Jay Golden, a trick shot artist, and he thinks he's a comedian. He's been writing for the magazine for a long time. But he did this beautiful swoosh, and we call that one Pin High on Life. And, you know, people just loved it, and they bought the long-sleeve tees and the short-sleeve tees. And then the Just Another Day at the Golfist is a Vincent Van Gogh Starry, Starry Golf. It looks like it's kind of a take on Vincent Van Gogh's Starry, Starry Night, but it's on the golf course. And we've got a lot of new artwork coming up, and we'd love for people who want to submit other ideas and designs that would, you know, be a Turf Life Pride to contact us, and we want to listen, and we want to help, you know, celebrate their life and their turf life.
Well, I'll
tell
you
some other cool things.
Yeah, I tell you what, you guys have a great website at turflife.club, not .com, but .club. You have many accessories. You sell hats, you sell shirts, and you also have decals for the car. As a matter of fact, you have different styles for different sports, just not for golf, but you also have just a Turf Life decal as well. So if it's not even a sport, but if it's somebody out there, maybe a maintenance people out there that, or a landscaping people out there that really want to sport off your Turf Life,
they love it.
You know, I mean,
they love the Turf Life, just the Turf Life, but the landscape association needs like 180,000 people. Then those are just the ones that are members. There's so many, like just in my hood alone, because everybody gets their lawn done, and I'll roll up at the mobile station. I throw off my blazer and my heels, and I'll jump in the back of the truck with my little water bottle and squeegee. I'm not kidding. And the guy goes, "Really? You're gonna put that? You're gonna get in the back of my truck and put that?" I said, "Yes. Give me a lift up there." And they love it. And they're like, you know, posing with their. We are Turf Life. We are. That's what we do out here. And they do love it, and they love that somebody's paying attention to them. And in the magazine, we run the PSA that Jack Nicklaus started, which with the Golf Course Superintendents Association. If you love golf as much as I do, thank your golf course superintendent.
Absolutely, and now, I agree.
And it's true. It's part of the respect for the game. That's why you repair your ball marks, you replace your divot or sand, or you know, don't lay cigarette butts down, or don't throw your cigarettes down, smoking. Which, by the way, may I talk about golf dating for 2 seconds? Can I digress off of Turf Life for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
A man going on your very first golf date, which has just happened to me lately, do not tell the person you don't smoke and then light up a cigarette when you're going to be on a talk with you for 4 hours and not have Listerine or gum or something like that. And it's throwing a cigarette butt.
He tells you he don't smoke and he lights one up.
Right, non-smoker. And he said that he was honest. So he was a lying non-smoker. He smoked.
You son of a bitch!
The only thing I didn't want was that, yeah. But he threw his cigarette butt down on the course. I'm like, oh, man, he just killed it right there. You can't do that.
You're done. You're done. Walk off the ninth green. You're done. Get out of here. On to the next
one. I left him. I just rolled away. And I said, walk back. I'm taking your clubs and I'm selling them on eBay.
Hey, listen.
I did it.
Terry, we are all out of time here. And one more time, give out the website and how people become a part of the Turf Life Club.
Turflife.club. And like us on Facebook, just Turf Life. And then go like the magazine also, Golf Central on Facebook. And Southern Golf Central Magazine is how this all started 17 years ago. Thank you, John, so much. I'm going to come up to Wisconsin and play.
Absolutely.
And you can come to Florida.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, if anybody's listening right now and you hear this wonderful voice during this interview, not mine, hers, well, go over, get over to the turflife.club right now and click on About Us. There's a nice little blonde that's in that picture, and I bet you that is Terry right there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate your time. This is groovy. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, and you know, come on down and tee it up. It's on me.
There you go. I'm looking forward to talking more with you, Terry, and good luck to you guys.
Likewise. All right, ciao.
Boy, I tell you what, can a chick talk any more than Terry? Holy cow. That segment was all about her, folks. That's Turf Life for you. Hey, let me tell you a little bit more about Turf Life, though. Turf Life is the brand that salutes the consumer and industry players everywhere whose lives involve turf. It addresses the games we all love to play and the jobs they do on the turf. Turf Life showcases sports, businesses, education, and the enjoyment of the outdoors. Turf Life will introduce you to the people that compete on, grow, and maintain turf grass. Turf Life also celebrates an appreciation for the hard work and science that goes into maintaining and developing a sustainable turf environment. Like she said, when you're on the golf course and you see the maintenance people out there, give them a thanks because they work very hard for you to be able to hack it away onto that course. Turf Life purpose is to promote the responsible use of water and nutrients so that life is always greener on the Turf Life side. Be sure to head over to turflife.club.com. Defend your turf today by being a part of Turf Life. Whether you are playing on turf or helping to maintain it, Turf Life is all about you. We're going to head into our break, and when we come back, your Golf Life Report is next. Whew, I need a drink. I'll be right back right after this.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. It drives for more than just show. Yelled 4-1 for balls unseen and approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGolfTalk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net. A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen. I've been using Ruckett Nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is RUKKET.com.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Do you need help with your putting? Recently, Golf Life reviewed a grip that is designed to square the face of your putter to your intended target. Let's head on to the course where Golf Life's Colton Little and Mike Billingsley tells us more about flat cat grips.
There's a new product in the golf world. It's called Flat Cat Grips, and it's a revolutionary design. Hank Haney endorses it,
and so it's
a very cool grip.
Yeah, I love the idea here. You know, it reminds me of a tip we just did with, Teacher of the Year Mike Malaska, and he talks about, you know, your pointing finger, your predominant finger to point and alignment. And if that, for a right-hand guy, is his, you know, right hand, that concept of being able to sort of put your finger down there, and that's the club face. Mm-hmm. That's the putter face. I'm square. So now if I can just keep that square and feel it, I actually don't even have to visually look at the putter face. I can just feel that through the zone. I can relax and now worry about my distance, which is really what we ought to be worrying about.
Absolutely. So, you know, essentially your hand's the face.
Yeah.
If your hand's square, your grip is going to be square, your shoulders are square, your club face is going to be square. It's a great design. Now, we got four different grip sizes in-house. We got the big boy, we got the fat cat, we got the standard, and we got the slim. You know, obviously the slim is going to be, you know, your smaller.
It was really very small. Yeah, but it had that same kind of flat feel that you could lay in your palm.
Right. All of them are square designed like this. Now, let's talk about Hank Haney. Now, he endorses this, so it's got to be a product that's going to hit the market in a big way here soon.
Hank definitely wants you to get better. That's his whole concept, right? I mean, he's always putting out there information to help you improve. And the concept, I think it's probably myself, I think it's probably a grip that you might use more on a blade, where you want a blade but you want to make sure that you can feel that club face, than a mallet or a larger, you know, MOI type putter. But I suppose it's really an individual thing, right? And that's why they have the four different sizes. But certainly Hank is a great person to listen to in the game of golf.
And I don't want to call this a training aid, because it's not.
No,
I think it's a putter, but it can be used as a training aid just for the mere fact of getting that putter head square through the zone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we actually didn't mount this. We took the grip off of this great Never Compromise, and we didn't mount it hard, so we could pull it off and put the other ones on. And I find that it's not twisting. I mean, I would want to check it, but it's got this nice little alignment feature here, just so I can make sure when I'm pulling it in and out of my bag that it's aligned and I'm good to go and play a round of golf. But certainly it could be used just to train and then maybe go back to something that you're more comfortable with, for sure, no doubt about it.
Well, if you want to get this grip, or, you know, different sizes of grips, or even a set, go over to flatcatgolf.com and order yours today.
Need help with your golf game? Then head over to golflife.com and join Club Golf Life. By joining, you gain access to hundreds of golf tips from top teachers that will show you how to improve your game. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force, and now it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s, and see how a little water goes a long way.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk. Right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And as we tee it up here on 16, 17, and 18, and oh man, am I loving these yellow Encore golf balls. Less than $20, head over to EncoreGolf.com right now. Get yours today, and I love these balls. I tell you what, I played with them yesterday, and I played with them Friday morning with my son, and oh, I guess it's the concentration factor when the golf balls are yellow. I don't know what it is, but let's tee it up here as I tee it up with my Encore yellow Avant golf balls. Jason Bruno is joining us from Lynx Nation as we tee it up here in 16, 17, and 18. And we're going to talk some PGA Championship. And Jason and I was talking during a commercial break. And, you know, Jason, I got to tell you, I know you're out there right now, and we were talking about who I like in this tournament. And really, there hasn't been one single person on the PGA Tour that has taken the torch and is dominant where you could say they're a lock-in favorite.
Yeah, that's true, John. It's like the NFL. There's a lot of parity out here. There's probably 20 guys you can make a legitimate case for this week, maybe more, that can take this thing. It's a big ballpark we're playing here this week. So it's going to be tough to pinpoint who the favorite is, but I got to tell you, a lot of guys like they're pressing, and the one guy that doesn't look like he's pressing very much is Dustin Johnson.
I kind of like Dustin Johnson, especially when he's finally locked in a major and won a major, and although it came with a little bit of controversy, but not enough controversy to say he lost that tournament like he did here in Wisconsin. How is his attitude right now during the practice rounds, and obviously you're about to attend his press conference a little bit later on this afternoon, and we're actually recording this on a Wednesday, so you're press conference heavy all day long and taking time out to talk to us right now and record this interview. And what are you seeing from one Dustin Johnson?
Well, he's the one guy that's standing out to me, John, that is free and loose, and he has attitude almost like he's playing with house money. He knows that if he drives the ball well this week, that he will be there regardless, even if he just putts average. That's just how great of a ball striker he is. His stats show it in tee to green. He's well above just about everybody in the field. So it's going to be interesting. Another guy I kind of like, it's a sort of a dark horse that I've been watching for quite a few weeks, is Sergio Garcia. This is the type of golf course where you don't have to putt lights out probably to win. If you can hit fairways and greens and make your share of birdies, make those tough pars, you're going to probably be there in the end.
How are the storylines developing out there in the PGA Championship, the last major of the year?
Well, there's a couple storylines. One, there's Rory, who obviously has underachieved this year, so he's desperate to get one before the year's over, and he considered his year a B-minus so far, so if he gets one, he said it'd be an A+. He seems to me like he's pressing a little bit, but I wouldn't be shocked if he was atop the leaderboard come Sunday. He seems really confident in his game right now. I just feel like he might be a little tight, so he's not my number one pick, but I wouldn't be shocked if he's somewhere up there at the end. But really, probably the big underlying story here is about the Ryder Cup, believe it or not. We got the PGA of America running this event this week, so a lot of talk between, you know, Davis Love and Darren Clark and how their lineups are going to end up shaping up here in the next few weeks. So that's been a big kind of storyline here at Fall Patrol, aside from the fact that it's 93 degrees and some of these Northeasterners just can't handle the heat.
You know, the LPGA coming off of their own type of a Ryder Cup, the American team winning the UL International Championship, and that was a pretty impressive win for those ladies, huh?
Yeah, that was a good boost for women's golf, no doubt. Great to see them get that done, and maybe they'll have a little influence on the guys. Who knows? But the American team seems pretty confident, but seeing that they haven't won since 2008 at Valhalla, I still think the Europeans are the favorites, even though Darren Clark said in his press conference afternoon. Heck, he still considers the Americans the favorite.
Now, during a commercial break, we were talking about dominance, and we just haven't seen that player come out. And you talked about one Rory McIlroy, who was really underachieved this year, and I'm just surprised. And I know Jordan Spieth is still young, still have a lot of great golf in him. Are you shocked, or maybe not so shocked, but it's really making for some great golf in 2016-2017 season, that there just is not that one dominant player? And how much credit does that give to Tiger Woods when he was just that dominant and he was dominating everything? We just have not seen that player to take those shoes away from one Tiger Woods and for our modern era. And I was surprised that Jordan Spieth, I thought once he won the Masters that he would become a dominant person, but also this past year at the Masters and the blow up that he had there. And I just haven't seen that dominant person. We haven't seen it in Rory McIlroy. We haven't seen it in Jordan Spieth. And, you know, Dustin Johnson, I think, right now is sitting in a real good spot because there's just not, again, no dominant player he's really got to beat, and all he's got to do is beat the course.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think that, you know, the ice has been broken now for Dustin Johnson. I really think that by the end of this week, he's going to be the number one player in the world. That's a bold prediction, but Jason Day comes in here somewhat unprepared. I mean, he just saw the golf course for the first time. And Dustin Johnson is just, he's just grooved right now, and he's playing with the house money, I think. He's ready to go, and if he finishes first and Jay Day finishes outside of second, then he moves into the number one spot. And I don't see him giving that up for the rest of the season if he does that.
Now, is there any sleepers that you see might be on page one come Sunday of the PGA Championship? Maybe a guy named Beef?
You know what? I like Danny Willett this week as a sleeper because I've been keeping my eye on him, and he looks hungry. He's had a rough go of it after winning the Masters, and he looks really hungry and dialed in. Now, that's just, you know, I'm just going off the cuff here on that one, but watching him, I haven't really seen much of Beef, and he just signed that endorsement deal with Harvey. So I don't know. He might be caught up in all the publicity of what, you know, what's going on with him. But I like Danny Willett. He's kind of under the radar right now, and he looks really determined this week.
Now, I know there's a lot of talk as well. I mean, the Olympic Games just right around the corner in Rio de Janeiro, and this is the first time golf has returned in a very, very long time. However, high-profile names have checked out and said, no, we're not going and we're not performing in it. Is that a big disappointment? Has there been any talk about the players that will be attending Rio?
Well, you know, most of the American guys are going other than Jordan Spieth. You've got Ricky and Bubba, and I guess Dustin's now pulled out as well. But the Olympics sort of, the last couple of weeks, seems like it's taken a little bit of a hit in terms of, I think the schedule has really put a kibosh on that. I think a lot of these guys are talking about Zika and security, and that might be somewhat of a factor. But I think a bigger factor is that it just crammed in here between the PGA and the FedEx Cup playoffs and the Ryder Cup, and they had to give up something. And the fact that they had to travel and there were those other issues, I think made it sort of an easy out for them to, you know, skip the Olympics. I won't put words in anybody's mouth, but that's kind of what I'm hearing behind the scenes.
Seems to me I hear a lot more talk about the Ryder Cup than I do about the Olympics. Is that what you're hearing out there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, most of the players, especially from the European and American side, are really jacked up for Hazeltine, and the American team is really, really geared in. Can't really speak to the international players like Jason Day and Adam Scott, but Adam Scott had decided long ago that he wasn't for the Olympics, and he thought that amateurs should be competing instead of professionals. So, yeah, the Olympics is definitely taking a little bit of a backseat for now, but we'll see what happens in a few weeks when the games are going on.
We're talking with Jason Bruno, talking about the PGA Championship Ryder Cup Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, and Jason Bruno is from Lynx Nation, and he's live at the PGA Championship, and let's talk about course setup. What have they set out there, how the course is set up for the PGA Championship in 2016?
You know, it's interesting you ask that because I actually asked Kerry Hague in the press conference this morning whether there was any changes to the setup from 2005. And other than tees being moved and a couple bunkers being moved, it's fairly identical, except probably the biggest change has been the lake on 18 has been moved over closer to the fairway. So you're going to see a lot of guys not taking driver on 18. I watched Charles Schwartzel hit 2-iron there the other day. And because the fairway narrows down to probably about 22 yards where the water starts and the bunker's on the right. So you're going to see a lot of guys hitting fairway clubs, long iron. And if they can't get there, if it's into the wind, you're going to see some layups and wedges into that hole. So it's going to be interesting to see if somebody needs to make birdie or eagle with two back-to-back par fives on 17 and 18 coming home. It sets up for some good risk-reward opportunities coming down the stretch.
There you go. Jason Bruno, how can people follow you and find out more information about Lynx Nation?
You can follow me at lynxnation.com, or you can read my tour report also at golflife.com.
There you go. You can follow him on Lynx Nation on Twitter as well. All right, Jason Bruno, listen, have fun out there, my friend. We'll talk Monday, and I'll tell you what, if you every time you're on this show, you're spot on. I may have to turn to you when I go to Vegas, my friend.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be a long week. We'll see if we can hit this one, too.
Jason Bruno, Lynx Nation, thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too. Appreciate it.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. Here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing at that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Even birdie, par, and double bogey too. The boys are calling so.
Shut up. Lucky putt. You don't always say. Tune in when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!